The Milwaukee School Board is about to see a lot of turnover. 5 of 9 seats are on the ballot April 2nd. All the races are contested and only one incumbent is running. That means there will be at least 4 new faces on the board that governs Wisconsin's largest school district. The growth of independently run charter schools is a key issue in the election. Education reporter Emily Files has more.
At a press conference in January, Milwaukee Teachers Education Association President Amy Misialko said the upcoming school board election could change the course of privately run charter schools in the district.
Ending this unsustainable system of private voucher and private charter schools that take life-giving resources, basic resources from students in public schools.
The union endorsed a slate of 5 candidates who oppose the expansion of independent charter schools under the MPS umbrella.
And when public schools are under attack, what do?
Stand up, fight back!
The press conference took place right before a contentious meeting in which the MPS board renewed charter contracts with Carmen Schools of Science and Technology. The controversy happened amid growing scrutiny of charter schools nationwide.
That the future of charter schools in general is pretty uncertain.
Alan Borsick is a longtime Milwaukee education observer and Journal Sentinel columnist. He says the school board election, combined with proposals from Governor Evers, could curtail the spread of charter schools in the city. Independent charters are publicly funded but privately run with non-unionized staff.
There's the whole argument, are they privateers who are ruining public education, or are they innovators who are producing great results?
Advocates point out that some of the highest performing schools in the city are charters, but candidates backed by the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association, or MTEA, say they take students and resources from traditional public schools. Here's Erica Simpson.
I'm very concerned about what's happening to our public education with the funds that are being drained in order to support the private charter schools that are out there.
Simpson is a recently retired MPS teacher. She's running against incumbent Wendell Harris in the Northwest Side District 2 race. Harris lost the MTEA's support after he cast a vote in favor of Carmen Charter Schools.
I'm not of the mindset that public education is under attack to be destroyed.
That's Harris at a candidate forum this week. He warned voters against electing a union-backed board.
And believe me, I've never faced the kind of wrath anywhere, not even in my days in the street when I was a hustler, that I got from MTEA. So let's be honest about this. We don't need MTEA controlling the board.
Harris now has the financial backing of charter school advocates like the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce and Howard Fuller. Another notable race in this election is for the seat that represents the entire city. After decades in public education as a teacher, union leader, and activist, Bob Peterson is running for the citywide school board post.
I think there's an opportunity now with the new governor and a growing awareness nationwide about the need to deal with what's called restorative practices and culturally relevant curriculum.
Peterson's opponent is healthcare professional Stephanie Dugan, who has 3 children in the district.
I think there's so much right now that needs to change about our public schools, and I'd like to bring a fresh voice, help move things in a new direction.
In District 3, representing parts of the North Side, Milwaukee County Supervisor Saquana Taylor is up against economic development leader Katrina Crane. Shyla Deacon and Marva Herndon are battling for District 1 on the far North Side. Deacon is a parent of 4 MPS students who studied educational policy. Herndon is an activist and vocal opponent of charter and voucher schools. In District 8, which includes Bayview, Montessori teacher and advocate Catherine Gabor is running against community activist Megan O'Halloran. The election takes place Tuesday. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.